Hello?
Hello. Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know your opinion. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Politics.
Politics, okay. And just let me record your answer. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
In Minnesota?
No, in general. Global environmental issue. The most important. I know all are important, but the most important issue.
Did you have something to choose from?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you. You're kind of going in and out.
The important or pressing global environmental issue.
Oh, do you have some options to choose from?
Actually, I have a short list of, maybe you're familiar with one of them, fossil fuels, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, or other.
Climate change.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Global warming.
Okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Agriculture and farming. Excellent, good.
Fair.
Agriculture and farming.
Fair.
Refining.
Fair.
Forest products.
Fair.
Medical manufacturing.
Poor.
And mining.
Fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Environmental groups?
Good.
Forest and timber industries?
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
And County Land Department?
Good.
Okay. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, just somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Not too important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
Not too significant.
Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Fewer than harvested.
Fewer. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
Fewer.
Fewer. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Not.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, low impact, or negative impact?
Negative impact.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or not?
Not.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or not?
Not.
And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
Not.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Yes. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group or no?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes or no?
No.
Okay, and we're almost done with the survey. We're at 85%. And thank you so much for your time. This is basically the last part. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $60 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Most of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor.
Minor. And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and maintaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay.
Support.
The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Yes, support.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part. I'm going to read you a short list of components of the program, and just tell me if you will support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce. Outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
And the last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
And the last few questions are just for classification purposes only about you and your household. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
And is your annual household income below $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000, between $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
And do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business, or retail sales, construction, farming, or agriculture, medical, or healthcare, education, or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, student, or non-employed?
Business owner.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or female?
Female.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time, European. It's really important for us. And thanks again for your help. And have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.